الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise him and we seek help from him. We ask forgiveness from him. We repent to him and we seek refuge in him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and blessing be upon your servant and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all his family members and companions. In continuations of this series of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, life and ethics, today we will address the outcome of the miracles of Isra and Mi'raj, and what's the impact of this miracles on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the disbelievers. The disbelievers, although all the facts about the truthfulness of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there for them to verify, but still they did not believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that event took Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam away to go from Mecca to Jerusalem, and from Jerusalem to the seven heavens and back, the same journey, and showed him signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he saw how small the earth and how insignificant the disbelievers, the mission that he has, the great mission, that nothing going to stop him from delivering the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and propagating the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the universe. So he never gave up, although the tortures and the troubles that he went through from the disbelievers increased, and the disbelievers, they knew that the message is going to succeed, but they must do their whatever they can to stop it or to hurt the Prophet, and eventually thought about assassination of the Prophet is a must. And they will start preparing for that purpose. And at the same time, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was moving forward with all his effort and all his capabilities to seek way out from that narrow situation that the disbelievers put him in. So he knew for sure that this is the disbelievers, and Quraysh is not going to help him to spread the message of Islam. So he started preparing to invite other tribes and seeking help and find a way to reach out and to find the protection, and so he can deliver the message of the oneness of Allah to the earth. And during his meetings with such tribes, he used to take with him Abu Bakr Siddiq and Ali ibn Abu Talib. So for these tribes to know that he is not alone, and even Abu Bakr was well known at that time among the tribes, and he has well knowledge about the lineage and the heritage and the backgrounds of all the tribe he's going to meet. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to to tell the tribes that he is seeking a way to deliver the message of Allah and to protect the message, and he was trying to find which tribe can do that. Especially the Quraysh is just for sure that they are not going to allow that to happen from their point of view. So he used to go to meet these tribes at night, especially during the pilgrimage time and Umrah. He used to go to them and explain to them what was all about the religion of Islam, and some of them they would accept, but they would be hesitant to go through the trouble that they have to go through to protect the Prophet themselves. So the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ used to choose the tribes that they had power to challenge Quraysh. So one of these tribes that he visited during the pilgrimage was Bani Amr. Bani Amr is an equal footing of Quraysh in power, and when the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ introduced himself and the message to them, they knew that the Prophet is going, his mother going to come victorious, and they told him, what's going to be for us if we support you? They knew that he's going to be victorious among the Arab tribes, and because he has something unique that the Arab Peninsula ready for it. One of these people of the Bani Amr, his name is Buhayra ibn Firas, he said, "Wallahi law anni akhadhtu hadha al-fata la akaltu bihi al-Arab." I mean, if I took this young man, I am going to eat all the Arabs. That all the Arabs will be under his command. And he told him, "What's going to happen if we support you? Are you going to let us be the leaders after you become victorious?" So Prophet Muhammad ﷺ knew that their support is just for victory. So the sincerity is not for the sake of Allah pure. And Prophet Muhammad ﷺ told him, "Al-amru Allahi yata'ahu haythu yasha'." Then they said, this person told the Prophet, "You think that we're going to put our necks, we're going to be killed when we fight the Arabs, and then after that somebody else is going to be commanding us? That's not going to happen." And they let him go. So did not succeed this negotiation. And then he went to another tribe called Bani Shayban. And Bani Shayban, when they approached him, Abu Bakr Siddiq, with his knowledge about the background of Bani Shayban, this is the tribe that near the Persia, what's in Iran now, in the borders between the Arab Peninsula and the Persia. And Abu Bakr told him, "If we can get this, then we're going to have a good support." And Prophet Muhammad ﷺ introduced the message of Islam to them. And he explained to them all about the oneness of Allah and the religion of Allah. So they accepted, and they knew he is truthful, and they knew that he's going to be victorious. And they offered him that they can support him against any Arabs. But when it's come to the Persia,